God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Transformed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So everybody say it out loud. My mind.
Is my mind.
Is my mind. I am in control.
I am in control
of what I think on.
Of what I think on.
I never have to.
I never have to.
Think on anything.
Think on anything.
I shouldn't think on.
I shouldn't think on.
Nothing can force me to.
Nothing can force me to.
My mind.
My mind.
Is my mind.
Is my mind.
I'm in control.
I'm in control.
With God's help.
With God's help.
Of what I think.
Of what I think.
Praise God. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Choose to believe it. It'll protect you. So many of the people that are confined to mental institutions today, one of their biggest issues is they came to believe they couldn't keep from thinking on it. And if you believe that, you can plunge off the deep end. Because it can just get worse and worse and worse, and people just quit resisting, and they just yield to these thoughts and feelings. And if you do, you can absolutely lose yourself. But they begin to go awry way back here, sometimes years ago. They could have easily chosen not to think on that, and all the hellish stuff they've been through would never have happened. Isn't it good to know that God didn't give you a spirit of fear? But He gave you a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. He actually gave you the very mind of the Christ, the Anointed One, and His very peace. He said, "My peace I give unto you." Didn't He say it?
Yes.
Said out loud, I've got His mind.
I've got His mind.
I've got His peace.
I've got His peace.
I want you to say something by faith. Now I want you to say it with every fiber of your being. This is affecting your future right here tonight. Said out loud, I
by the grace of God,
will never lose my mind.
I will never
go crazy.
Go crazy.
I will never go insane.
I will never my whole life long
lose my mind.
Never.
I will always have a sound mind. Sound mind. That's what the Lord gave me, a sound mind. He's never going to take it back. I'm never going to turn loose of it. People wind up in terrible shape because they turn loose of it. Because they think on things they should not. And then they get to the point where they become obsessed with that thinking. And they think about it night and day, night and day. And friend, that's dangerous. It's dangerous. That is how you lose your mind. Let me say it again. Some thoughts are deadly. Some thoughts are absolutely dangerous. They're poisonous. They're deadly. And we need to know enough that when it comes across our mind, we don't play with it for a moment. We grab it. We throw it down. Sometimes you need to say it out loud. No, no, no. I'm not thinking that, much less doing it.
Amen.
No.
Hallelujah.
No. That's not right. I'm not thinking on it. I'm not talking about it. And I'm never going to do it. And if you'll do that every time that comes up, you'll always be safe. You'll always will. But if you sit there and you think about it for half the day and then you start talking about it and then it becomes an obsession of yours and you just think and talk about it all the time, you're in trouble. you're going down a path of darkness, and it only gets darker and worse. Instead of that, you could be being transformed. Just like that path leads to darkness, what if you thought what the Lord told you to think? And you thought it every morning and every afternoon and every night when you laid your head on the pillow, and you thought it and talked about it, and you meditated His Word night and day, and it's in your mouth all the time, then you would be changing, only not bad. You would be changing, becoming more and more like Him. You'd get to where you think like Him, and you talk like Him, and you act like Him. And you literally have His mind. Glory to God. Remember of the apostles and disciples that spent so much time with Him, and even after He was gone, to sit down at the right hand of majesty on high, and they saw the things that were going on in the apostles' ministry, and they took note of them that they had been with Jesus. Why? Because they were talking just like Him and acting just like and doing the same things He was doing. Is that our call?
Yes.
It is. But it won't happen just by saying, I'm a believer, hallelujah. How will we be transformed? Our minds have got to change. Our thinking has got to change. Because the truth is, there's entirely too much ungodly, worldly thinking in most Christians' minds. We must not assume that the bulk of our thinking that we got as a child or a teenager is godly. Just because we've thought like that all our life, or just because our parents or our grandparents thought like that, doesn't mean it's godly. Or just because a lot of other people think that way, doesn't mean it's right. I know when we first went to Rhema Bible Training Center, we were just there for a few weeks. And in a time of prayer, the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, I don't mean to hurt a voice now. And you know, He speaks to you the way you understand. If He spoke to me in Hebrew, I wouldn't understand a word of it. So He speaks to me in Southern drawl. And I get it. How many believe the Lord speaks Missourian? Arkansas? Huh? Texan? New England? He speaks it all. French? Yeah. And He spoke to my heart. He said, Keith, I want you to examine everything you believe. We're being immersed in teaching and preaching there in the Bible school, which was wonderful. And he said, Keith, I'm instructing you, examine everything you believe and find it in the written word. I understood that was a directive. And so I began to do it. Every time I'd think about something I believed, I wouldn't just say, okay, that's good enough. I went to the book and I got my concordance out and I began to look for scriptures that say that. And sometimes I'd find them pretty quick and go, yeah, praise God. Yeah, there it is. But a number of times I couldn't find it. I looked and I looked and I looked high and low and I searched the concordances and I couldn't find one thing that said that. And the Lord had instructed me, if you can't find it in my word, you have no right to have that as a doctrine, as something you believe. And He helped me to see on some of these things through looking for them for months, because some of them were pretty foundational to me and my family and where I came from. And I finally realized, that's not in the Bible. In fact, I found some scriptures that contradicted it. And I realized I heard somebody say that.
Yeah.
I heard a preacher say that when I was a boy. Grandpa said that. Mama said that, or our cousin said that, or whatever. And sometimes you hear something several times, especially if you hear it in church with hallelujah and amen on one end of it. Then people tend to think, well, that's holy. That's the word. And it's so far from the word. Not the word. Can you see what the Lord was doing with me? What was He doing with me? Help me out. He was renewing my mind. He knew much better than I did. I had a lot of stuff I needed to get out that I thought was right. I thought was Bible. I thought was God. And He knew it wasn't. And I'm not saying I've arrived there yet. But should you be willing, should every believer be willing to examine critically, seriously, everything that they believe and discipline themselves to find it in the Word of God. In Philippians 4, notice this. Philippians 4 and about verse 4. What did he say? You know, this is how the service started out. There may be a time that you mourn. You ought not mourn like the world, like those who have no hope. But mourning should not be the norm. You know, that should just be brief things here and there. But most of the time, you ought to be bouncing.
Hallelujah.
With a big old smile. And if you're not, things are not right. Either you're not born again or you're not walking as a child of God. The Bible said, awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ will give you light.
Hallelujah.
What will light do for you? Light will brighten you up.
Yes.
All this depression, absolutely unnecessary. And ungodly. Well, there are just so many problems in the world, Brother Keith, and it just burdens me down. That's religion. Ungodly religion. Do you think you're the Savior? You think not enough's been done for their salvation? You think you sorrowing and being a sad sack and raining on everybody's parade is going to put them closer to Jesus? No. The truth is, Jesus has already done everything that needs to be done for everybody to be saved. And yes, we ought to tell everybody we can and do everything we can to get that word out.
Amen.
But it's not going to cause them to want to come in if we're depressed all the time. There are a lot of folks who are not Christians because they have relatives who are. And they think, hey, if being a Christian is being like Uncle Joe or Aunt Mildred or my sister, then forget it. Why? Because they're always down and they're always judgmental and they're always finding fault and always pointing their bony fingers and self-righteous and all this other stuff. And that never was God. You know what salvation is? Salvation is everlasting life. Salvation is being washed from all your sins and being clean with no guilt and no shame and no condemnation. Salvation is having the peace that passes understanding, having your body healed, having your needs met and your bills paid. Come on. Salvation is having the very wisdom of God coming up to your mind all the time and a quickening and a grace in life that makes you more than enough for every situation. And a glorious hope that in just a few more clicks, we're out of here. Going to glory. Now that's not sad sack and grouchy and woe is you. Those are not the same thing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Transformed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me